what we've got is a quick round of high pressure moving right through. And then once Monday comes around, the southerly flow is right back on across the area. So what we've got right now setting up generally across the central Great Plains is a pretty large, expansive ridge of high pressure. And it's massive. It's stretching literally from around northern Mexico into the Ohio River Valley. Most forecast models do not have this ridge moving whatsoever, at least through the next week. And this is why we're expecting such a prolonged period of heat across the area.
And it doesn't look like too many significant chances of rain. I know there are some isolated opportunities, but it looks like not a very good opportunity for rain at all through next week.
That's correct. So what the ridge of high pressure aloft is going to be doing once it sets up across from northern Mexico into the Ohio Valley is it's going to keep the storm track well off to our north. We generally call that the Ring of Fire area here. It's just what that is in essence is just like a train of upper level disturbances aloft, and that's forecast right now to be way up in towards the upper Mississippi River Valley, Great Lakes area, so like Minnesota, northern Michigan, northern Wisconsin, for example. They're on track to get quite a bit of decent rains here over the next 7 days. But what that ridge does in essence for our area is it kind of acts as a cap to anything developing. There's a lot of warm air aloft. That air can't rise through that warm air, unlike if it's really cold aloft. It gets a lot extra what we call buoyancy or lift. When we have much colder air aloft versus warmer air, which is what we're going to get with the ridge. So that's why our precip chances are generally pretty much slight to none through this period.
And then as far as a break from the heat, it looks like through the weekend, temperatures are going to be at least into the upper 80s, if not 90. When is the next break coming?
Unfortunately, I can't really answer that. The pattern looks like it's going to be setting up here for quite a while. It's going to be difficult to really break it. When you get these kinds of expansive highs, you got to get something generally off to the west to really kind of shove it south or shove it to the east. And unfortunately, it doesn't look like that's going to be happening here through at least maybe later next week. But unfortunately, given models trends way far out and the potential with so much variability, there's just so much uncertainty with when this is going to break. So it's tough to say whether it could be next weekend or it could possibly be even until we get into September.
All right. So I know the first week of high school football is next Friday. So I see Friday, as I look at the extended forecast, partly cloudy, maybe a slight chance of rain, high temperature,
right,
upper 80. So it looks like it's going to be very warm for high school football to open the season.
Very warm. Very warm. Absolutely. So all recommendations encourage folks to definitely take appropriate actions for heat safety, especially those who are out on the field. So plenty of time in the shade if possible, extra hydration, seeking cooler conditions if needed, and also recognizing the potential for heat stroke, heat exhaustion, and taking appropriate action if that becomes an issue.